This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lot to talk about. Barely the AstraZeneca vaccine results of the American clinical studies have come out, clinical trials have come out. 79% efficacy against severe COVID and hospitalization, which is pretty good. The AstraZeneca vaccine, from what I understand, isn't being used in South Africa because it might not be as effective against the South African variants, but it does seem to be pretty effective against the UK B117 variant, which we think is going to be the predominant strain here in the U.S. So AstraZeneca's having some good results. Not sure how much we're going to buy AstraZeneca because we already have Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, but we're getting some good results. They do not link it to blood clots, but we scientists have figured out why it might have possibly promoted clotting in some people. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the Brazilian variant, which is known to escape vaccine protection in some masks, etc., has made it to the United States. We've already found, I think, one person was hospitalized with COVID and her strain was the Brazilian one. So we'll talk about that. It's not very prevalent yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it grows. But, you know, we're still grappling with the how did this happen? Did somebody eat bat soup? Did China want to kill, you know, a whole bunch of their older population? These are all these theories that are out there. And I keep saying, guys, I think this was a lab accident. And I think it was an accident that happened in the summer of 2019. And I'm frustrated that we haven't honed in and isolated it and figured that out. I mean, we were able to find Tom Brady's jersey that was stolen and taken to Mexico. We figured that out in 48 hours and got the jersey back to Tom Brady a year or two ago. Yet we still can't figure out what happened with COVID. Well, the reason why is there's, you know, it's China hasn't let people come in to the degree that they needed to. It's been almost a year and a half. Maybe if the leak happened earlier than we think, longer. So, you know, cleanup could have happened. So we need to figure this out because we're trying to grapple with the strains. We're trying to grapple with the pandemic. Now we're hearing that more countries in Europe are going back on lockdown. I want to know the source. And this idea that, yeah, you know, it happened in a food market or, listen, all right, we're not going to fault you if you own up to it being an accident. And in, we talked about how in 2004 there was an accident with the SARS virus. Somebody was transporting it to another department and it leaked. So, you know, we've seen lab accidents happen before. I think this, there were two of them that happened right after the first SARS outbreak in 2002 to 2003. And so, you know, when people ask, what do I really think happened? I believe that this is a virus that might have originated in bats, in animals, jumped to humans. It happens. This, you know. But what I believe happened is while they were studying it, because we have multitudes of infectious agents that are being studied in labs throughout the globe. That's nothing new. But while they were studying it and transporting it, the same sort of haphazard protocols that might have caused previous lab leaks in China might have happened in the summer of 2019. And a lab worker might have gotten sick, not realized it. Lab worker might have gone to a party. Went to a party, maybe exposed other people. Then they might have gotten sick. And because it was such a small amount, you'd have a pneumonia here, a pneumonia there. And then, over a few months, more people got infected. More people started to become sick. And so finally, at the end of 2019, we were told, hey guys, looks like we have a virus that we can't control. There's no way that this just happened in December of 2019 or November of 2019. It had to take time. And it had to start with one or two people. And so, you know, and again, I have no proof. I have not been to Wuhan, China. I have not investigated the lab. I don't know what I would find a year and a half later anyway. But my concern is if there are lab issues that we've seen previously in 2004. In fact, I think a couple of people got fired by the Chinese government because of leaks of SARS in labs before. We have to realize that there are protocols out there that might not be, you know, solid, might not be airtight. And this happened to us. I don't really believe it was deliberate. I wouldn't be surprised if they were tinkering with the virus and they were seeing what they could do. I think a lot of governments are looking at bioweapons and seeing how to combat a bioweapon and how to protect themselves and how to come up with a vaccine just in case somebody does try to attack us with a bioweapon. So I'm not surprised that labs throughout the world are studying viruses. And I'm just not of that mindset that I think China was trying to kill off, you know, people within populations. It just doesn't make sense to me. I just don't see why you would kill people in your own country. And I know, maybe I'm naive, but I just don't believe that. But what I do believe is, again, some haphazard protocol still existed. Somebody got exposed, went out, partied, acted like nothing happened because they didn't get sick, but it spread to other people. So if that's the case, right, then we need to investigate the lab protocols. Everybody's so worried about getting in trouble. You know, there's always cover-ups. Like, well, I don't want to look like, you know, we can't handle our own, you know, stuff and our own laundry, and we need somebody else to come in and fix it. My guess is whatever happened there could have happened somewhere else. And, you know, nobody's talking about the generic. Remember we had that, remember we had the NDMA? Remember we had contaminants that happened with some of our generics that were produced in a Chinese lab, in a Chinese pharmaceutical company? That happened before COVID. Now, again, I'm not blaming, you know, pharmaceutical companies for COVID, but there was some sort of a haphazard laxity and some sort of protocol where there was contaminants that were cancer-causing that were coming into our generics. And not only was it in this one China pharmaceutical manufacturing department, but in, you know, my guess is in other places as well. So, you know, while we're still grappling and battling with this and trying to, you know, not tick off China, somebody better figure this out. I think they know. Just tell us already, because if we don't talk about it, then this is going to happen again. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with the Brazilian variant, this P1 that we've been watching, being found in somebody in the United States who hasn't traveled, that's concerning a lot of us in terms of, how prevalent could the Brazilian strain be. Now, the Brazilian strain we're watching kind of closely because it seems to reinfect people. We've seen people in Brazil get COVID twice. Now, AstraZeneca, Pfizer vaccines have had some positive results against fighting this. But our next guest is going to kind of tell us a little bit more about what we do next. As we're making so much progress on the vaccine front, what can we do to prepare ourselves for these variants? And we are joined by Dr. Preeti Malani, Chief Health Officer and a Professor of Medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Michigan. Dr. Malani, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So, yes, this was no surprise. You know, we knew that we would be finding the Brazilian variant. You know, how concerned are you and your colleagues?
know, the issue with variants is we haven't done a great job looking for them, and I think now that capacity is increasing, and it's not unexpected that we are going to find, particularly B.1.1.7, mm-hmm. Is widespread, and if you look hard enough, you're gonna find those. And I think all of it gets at the issue that the risk of COVID is still here, like even with vaccinations rolling out. We do need to be careful because particularly with B.1.1.7, the variant that initially emerged in the UK, mm-hmm. There's a concern that these spread more easily and that potentially illness is more severe.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are from the University of Michigan. Michigan has actually had an uptick in cases. What's going on in your state?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you asked because a lot of people sent me notes in the last few days saying, what's going on in Michigan? Because Michigan has been great and overall has done a lot with the public health mitigation. So I don't think it's one thing, and this is probably the case in lots of communities, is Michigan has loosened some of the restrictions around indoor dining and athletics, and there's been at least one outbreak in the prison, which has accounted for several cases, including several that were B.1.1.7. And again, it's not like one story. It's a big state, right. And it's a little bit different in each community. So where I am in Ann Arbor, things have looked a little bit better, at least on campus. They've looked a lot better. And so it's trying to understand not just the number, but like what's happening epidemiologically. Like, is there a super spreader event or is it one thing or not? And, you know, I think again, like a lot of places, it's many things. And unfortunately, we're at the point where the people are going to probably be doing some traveling in the coming weeks with spring breaks. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be extra careful.
Exactly. And you brought up a good point. It is multifactorial, whether it was a super spreader event or whether it was, you know, some laxity in guidelines. It's going to be very hard to pinpoint. Of course, people are nervous that there's a strain in Michigan. You know, there's a Columbus, Ohio strain, a strain found in Texas, a new homegrown strain in California. But I haven't seen any evidence yet of a Michigan grown strain or a predilection of one of the other variants that have been more prominent in Michigan. Have you?
Well, you know, B.1.1.7 has actually been pretty prominent in Michigan, and we were we actually were sort of leading, maybe not leading all overall, but we actually had an outbreak on our campus. And again, it wasn't because anyone did something irresponsible. It's just you have less margin for error when you have something that's more transmissible. And when you have, for example, students on a college campus living in congregate housing, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to spread to your roommates and housemates more often than not. And so if you recall, and again, we're in the midst of March Madness, and our team is playing later today, and they're hopefully going to do quite well.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
there was a pause on all athletics because there was a concern about this. And you know, the problem with COVID all along is we're learning as we go. And so it is sometimes, you know, you just have to stop and pause and try to get more information. But, you know, overall, we are doing a lot of sequencing. So we're finding it when we're looking, but it's not like it's become the predominant one yet.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Preeti Vellani, Chief Health Officer and a Professor of Medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Michigan. What sort of long COVID sequelae are you guys seeing? What are some of the more significant issues that people are getting from COVID after their recovery?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad you asked that because people focus a lot on hospitalizations and deaths, and those are really important numbers. But one of the things, particularly in younger, healthier people who, frankly, their risk of hospitalization and death is thankfully quite low, COVID is still not a good thing. It can make you sick for quite a while. And this idea of long COVID or long haulers or post-acute COVID is an interesting phenomena in the sense that more than anything, people just don't feel well. They are fatigued. Sometimes they have chest pain, shortness of breath, headache, neurologic symptoms, like they just kind of feel like this brain fog. And that's not a really good way to feel, especially if you're a student or, you know, whatever you're doing. It's hard to go about your daily life. And, you know, we don't understand the whole epidemiology and who's at risk and the natural history. And I think all of this gets at the fact that we do have to not act like COVID's not an issue, or that it's harmless, because we just don't know who might have some of these bad outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what makes this virus different? Now, I was just interviewed on another show that said, why would we recommend vaccine if the vaccine hadn't gone through all the trials and tribulations as other medicines? I go, this virus is not the typical cold virus, the adenovirus, the rhinovirus, or even some of the other coronaviruses. This virus appears to either sit with you or cause these chronic long brain fog, and it's unpredictable. And so, it's to me a little frightening that we have a virus that doesn't go away after a few days like the flu does.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, a year into this, we've learned a ton, but there's still a lot of questions. But, vaccination isn't just about protecting individuals. It's really about protecting the whole community. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that we're not often thinking about. In fact, public health in general. Yeah, the truth is any of us could get COVID and probably do okay and recover and go about our lives, but we have the potential to spread it to people who could have a very severe outcome. And, obviously we have, 500,000 plus deaths and millions of hospitalizations, and who knows how many people who've lost time at work and school. So I'm very encouraged by the vaccination. And there's some confusion for people around, how well things were tested and not tested. And these clinical trials had hundreds of thousands of people in them. Tens of thousands, I should say. But more importantly, we've had 80 million people vaccinated in this country since the emergency use authorization, and really with minimal mild side effects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, after one receives their vaccine and their two doses, or one of the Johnson & Johnson, what are you telling your patients that they have some liberties to do? What have you been advising?
Yeah, so this is, vaccines keep looking better and better around effectiveness. And, there's still some unknowns in terms of can you spread virus? And we clearly know that you can get infected after vaccination. We've seen cases. There's small numbers, but we are seeing cases. They tend to be pretty mild. In fact, some of them get picked up because people are getting screened for a surgical procedure, or they're coming to the emergency department for something else. Mm-hmm. But the latest CDC guidance is what I rest on, which is that if you are fully vaccinated, which means 2 weeks after your last dose, either a second dose or a first dose, depending on what you get, you can get together indoors with other people who have been fully vaccinated without masks and social distancing, so you can hug and kiss away. This is really mostly about friends and family. This mm-hmm. isn't like, let's have a giant party,
right.
But this is definitely get together. The things we put off. Also really important is that you can get together with people who are unvaccinated from one other household who are at low risk for severe illness. And this guidance really is around grandparents getting to visit their mm-hmm. grandkids, which is mm-hmm. So important and something that they have missed out on. But in mm-hmm. public places, we do need to, at this time, continue masking and distancing regardless of vaccination status. Mm-hmm. As more and more people get vaccinated, hopefully those community transmission issues will also decline, and we'll be able to move ahead.
So true. How can people find more information on you?
On me or on the vaccine?
Yes, on the vaccine.
Okay. So the CDC website is my to go. I think that there's really great information. This stuff changes moment to moment, and they've really tried to make it very reader friendly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump addresses the border crisis moments ago on Fox News.
The people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people. But you also have criminals. You have murderers. You have sex traffickers. You have a lot of very bad people coming into our country. And they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released. Oh, they're already being released. Yesterday, they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall, but they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Saturday, a man snuck his 2-year-old inside a caged elephant habitat at the San Diego Zoo in California and fumbled the kid trying to make a run for it. He had his back turned to the elephant when the beast started charging at him and his baby. Luckily, he notices in time and scrambles to get out of the way, but he drops his child on the ground. The dad picks up the baby in time and makes a not-so-clean escape. Jose Manuel Navarrete was arrested by San Diego PD and is being held on $100,000 bail. A disgraced Republican politician is retiring. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people will always make parallels to what we're going through in current day and then comparing it to something in the past. You know, people have been concerned about being able to speak about politics and how they don't feel they could speak openly because of what could happen. Could they get canceled? Could they get fired? And hey, that happened in, you know, World War II times, especially in Germany. You got caught kind of speaking against the Nazi regime, and it wouldn't be good. And you know, people will always parallel, but the one parallel that I've been watching, and we've talked about this on the show, is could we be getting another Dust Bowl? Now, I know this isn't anything that's a sexy headline, so people don't really talk about the Dust Bowl. The Dust Bowl isn't very sexy. The pictures of the Dust Bowl show barren lands and lands destroyed by dust and famine and crops dying. It's just not something people want to talk about. But history does repeat itself, and I've been very curious over the past year if we could be unfortunately facing another dust bowl, and it looks like I'm not the only one. So first, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, reported last week that half the country is facing moderate to exceptional drought conditions, and that the forecasts are predicting conditions to worsen this spring. They think a weaker than normal 2020 monsoon season, we didn't have much of a monsoon, might have led to droughts as well as La Nina conditions. Now, we talked about El Nino and La Nina. El Nino is where the ocean-atmospheric interaction, where the sea surface temperatures, they kind of rise near the Pacific, near the equator part of the Pacific. They increase wind shear in the Atlantic region. And for some reason, El Nino lowers hurricane potential. La Nina has below-average sea surface temperatures in the Pacific and seems to be more associated with a more vigorous hurricane season, which is why it's been predicted that a hurricane season is going to be a little bit more vigorous and might start sooner. Hurricane season might start May 15th. That's a different conversation for a different day. But they say that the La Nina does cause more, shall we say, West Coast droughts. And half the country, leading from the West, especially the Southwest, most of Texas, up to the Midwest, is looking at a pretty bad drought. And the NOAA says if rainfall does not pick up in the next few months, this drought could affect close to 74 million people. Now, they state in drought-affected areas, rangeland, pastures, and winter wheat have already experienced adverse effects, which were exacerbated by the severe February cold outbreak. Now, precipitation, we've been in a drought for a while. I mean, people read this going, wait a second, okay, we've had a drought, you know, for a while. 2012, we had a pretty bad drought. So in Nevada, I think I live in Nevada, we're one of the hardest hit states. Not, you know, we don't get a lot of precipitation, and it's very frustrating for me because, you know, here we are in the desert in southern Nevada, and we just have houses keep building and more people coming in, and, you know, what's going on with the water? So I get a little nervous because we really rely on the snowpack with the Colorado. But then why would we be talking Dust Bowl now? We've had droughts before. Every 10 years, we seem to have a major drought, or we've been in a major drought for a while. Why a Dust Bowl? Well, researchers have been following something called the desertification of lands. And desertification is where fertile land starts to become dry and deserty. Now, they think it could be the climate change. They think it could be part of our land use. And they're already picking up on dust production, more dust production. Now, what's the big deal with the Dust Bowl? Let's go back to history for a little bit here, okay? So in the 1920s, things were pretty good. After World War I, economy started to boom. People started to, you know, the industrialized cities were making money. People were starting to, you know, build. They, more building, more industrial revolution, more jobs, more house, more money, more partying, more individuality. There was radio, more communication. There was, and then there was agricultural expansion. So what happened in the 1920s is, I believe, was with some sort of you know, political incentives or some government incentives, there was a huge push to go into the grasslands, especially in the Great Plains, and convert it to a farmland. And plows and certain agricultural equipment was also a part of the Industrial Revolution that ended up having more they just became more modernized. And so there were a lot of things that they could do that they couldn't do previously. And so many, many grasslands turned into farms to cultivate crops. And there was more demand of food. So as more demand, there was more need to make food. Then during the 1930s, the Great Depression led to less demand. People didn't have the money to spend and go out and there was an oversupply of crops. People were just too financially devastated to purchase food at the levels. You didn't have more restaurants opening up, things like that. Kind of similar, a little bit, very eerily, to what happened with us with COVID. We had an oversupply of crops. Even though we were all still eating and buying toilet paper up in droves, the restaurants weren't open last year, many of them. And so all the shipment of food that would go to millions and millions of restaurants out there, they were closed, or they didn't eat as much food, and unfortunately we had to throw a lot of food away. Well, back in the 1930s, you know, many of the crops weren't sold, many of the crops, you know, and with lack of money, many of the crops just died. Well, then they also had drought conditions. There was also a lot of wind conditions. And so what happened is the protective loosened topsoil started to blow off, and the ground underneath became even more vulnerable to drought, wind erosion. So with a few wind storms as well as the drought, we had a dust bowl. So there was a piece that was, I guess, done in October 2020, and it looks at the landscape of the Great Plains. It looks at how we've, you know, increased our crop coverage, but they believe that we haven't done enough, even though we've made great advancements in terms of preventing dust, you know, with our soil. They believe we haven't done enough because they're already picking up on more dust. I don't know about you guys, but where I live, it's been windy. So you add the wind, you add a La Nina condition, you have crops that aren't being, you know, we still have an oversupply of crops. We have drought conditions. Dr. Lambert and his colleagues are a little concerned. They said throughout the U.S. Great Plains, satellite data combined with surface networks have shown a significant increase in airborne dust over the last two decades, and they call for improved agricultural practices to prevent another dust bowl. They even use the term dust bowl. And, of course, dust doesn't help. It causes cough, wheezing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, more mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue. It can exacerbate your COPD or your angina or heart disease or lung disease. You know, we don't want to breathe in dust. And I know some people are like, really, a dust bowl? Well, maybe it won't be called a dust bowl, but we're looking at some inhospitable environment and factors that might kind of hurt our cropland, hurt farmers, not, you know, and I'm not talking politically. I know there's been some controversy over, you know, some farmers being helped and some not with the stimulus bill, but this is just weather in and of itself. The weather and the way the climate is, there's going to be, unfortunately, I think, some similarities and some parallels. Maybe it won't happen this next year. Hopefully it doesn't, but we could be heading into that. And so I bring it up because I just think that, you know, while we're dealing with a pandemic, if there was going to be something like that happened, you know, usually bad things come in threes. So I wouldn't be surprised that we might be having to deal with something like that. So just kind of keep in mind, food prices, if you thought they were going up now, they'll go up even more. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, but not your criticisms. I'm not in the mood for any critiques right now. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine may be our fourth vaccine if the U.S. approves it. It has been shown that it can protect people against the worst effects of COVID, 79% effective at preventing people from developing severe COVID, according to a press release. No one in the U.S. trial
who received the vaccine was hospitalized for COVID-19. So, in fact, actually, that's in the U.S. trial, that would be 100% prevention of hospitalization. Now, AstraZeneca has obviously had a lot of issues. They had to halt their trial because of that one case of transverse myelitis that I believe was in a placebo case and not the vaccine case. And then there were concerns about their transparency. There was concerns about the blood clots. And multiple countries had ceased using the AstraZeneca vaccine. Those are starting to resume in the European Union after the European Union Medical Agency, I believe that's called, the Medicines Agency, said that they've reviewed the data and they don't believe AstraZeneca causes blood clots to any higher incidence than the regular population, meaning people get blood clots randomly, and the AstraZeneca vaccine didn't seem to increase that. So we're told that the vaccine was up to 90% effective in November based on the data from United Kingdom and Brazil. But that dose was based on the half dose of the vaccine. Now, that was another thing that was really weird. Remember, we were told that a half dose did better than the full dose. And then they said, well, it was a mistake. And then they said, no, we purposely only gave half. That was part of the study. So that was really, really confusing in and of itself. But AstraZeneca will be a two-dose vaccine. It's been authorized, used in other countries, so it might be used in America. So the blood clotting issue, they believe what happened is there might be a component in the vaccine that could trigger the platelets, the clotting factors, to clot and coalesce. When the European Medical Agency had said that they're clearing it for use, they still have that caveat of we're still studying, we're still researching it. And so they made the decision that it's better to still use it and protect people against COVID than to stop it because of the clot risk. So that's kind of what happened there. So it could still cause clots, but in the U.S. trial, they didn't see any of that, which is a good sign. Now, what about the South African variant? Well, the South African variant is something that we don't talk a lot about here because we haven't picked it up yet. We could. It might be here. It's just if we're not looking for it and if we're not testing every sample, we won't know. But we're told, according to The Verge, that South Africa stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine in February because a small study said it didn't protect against the B1351 variant. They said the variant found in South Africa may dodge antibodies created by the vaccines. But what we're grappling with right now is the B117 variant from the UK, and it does look like the vaccine is effective. Now, the AstraZeneca vaccine is kind of similar to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, where they use a virus, an adenovirus vector. AstraZeneca uses one from a chimpanzee. It's a virus that has been weakened so that it can't affect us, but it can get into our cells and bring DNA. And the DNA is supposed to tell our DNA. It's not supposed to affect or change our DNA. It's supposed to ask our DNA to help make mRNA, and then that mRNA in the cell helps create the spike proteins. And the spike proteins then get learned by our immune system, so then we could identify the real COVID spike protein. So it works similar to Johnson & Johnson. It's just they use a chimpanzee virus instead of a human virus. They wanted to make sure it was a virus that Americans had never seen and humans had never seen, and not Americans, humans had never seen, so that your body could then prompt an immune response. So AstraZeneca, also from what we're understanding, the vaccine could be stored in the refrigerator. It's not supposed to be as expensive as the Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines. So they are asking the FDA for emergency authorization in the coming weeks. There's been some debate if America's even going to use it because they already have plenty of orders for Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson to cover every adult by the end of May. They said the U.S. has tens of millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine on hand, and they're going to send already 4 million to Canada and Mexico because they need vaccine. And if we're already vaccinating and we're not using it, let another country use it as long as they think it's safe. So, it's some good results coming from the AstraZeneca vaccine. Slow and steady wins the race. We need to find a vaccine that's just a one shot, I believe. We also need one that can be maybe even given when we do the flu shot. Right now, it looks like you still have to separate it by a few weeks, but it would be nice for people to be able to get this vaccine at the same time as the flu shot. It doesn't necessarily have to be combined, but it would be nice. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been some talk of needle-free COVID vaccines where you wouldn't have to be injected. And many people like that because a lot of people are not getting the vaccine. Not so much because they're worried about conspiracy theories or they're worried about side effects. They'll say that. It's because they really don't want to get a shot. Well, 6 to 8 new immunizations may be ready for regulatory review by the end of the year, some of which don't require needles and can be stored at room temperature. That's according to Soumya Swaminathan, the World Health Organization's chief scientist. And they had said, this is being reported by Bloomberg News and Fox News, the experimental vaccines and production use alternative technologies and delivery systems, including oral and nasal administration and skin patches. Now, skin patches may be better suited for some groups like pregnant women, they said, and it might make it a little easier. I'm not sure why pregnant women per se, but I guess, I don't know, we got to be careful. You know, why? I mean, when I was pregnant, I'd take a shot. Do they think the pregnant women are going to be like, get away from me? I don't know. I was open to vaccines. But they say the promising inoculations are among more than 80 candidate vaccines being studied, some of which are in the early stages. Some may fail. But we have 195 countries, and only 122 have started vaccinating. Okay, we got 73 countries that still haven't started vaccinating. They could unfortunately brew the virus and lead to more variants. So we do need to figure out ways where we could inexpensively get that vaccine out and have it in a way where people could, they don't have to stand in line to get an injection. If there's a way where we could pass it out and people put the patch on. By the way, these patches, how they work is they still have these little baby barbs. That will put the medicine into your body. Now, just like the no scalpel vasectomy technique, you still need, you know, an incision to get in there to get the vas deferens. So it might be no scalpel once you get in there, but you still need to get in there. But, you know, again, a patch is easier if you slap the patch on for however amount of time. A nasal spray, you spray it in the nose. So, because right now, when it comes to vaccines, we have to have somebody do that, somebody administer it. It has to be done sterilely. There has to be a line. You know, this might be a little easier. So, we're moving. But I like the idea of not needle-free because it's amazing how many people out there do not want shots. They're just so anti-shot. In fact, people faint. And they're not fainting because of the vaccine. They're fainting. I mean, there's been some reports, but they're fainting because a shot to them causes that vasovagal experience. And I see it more common in guys. So there's something to that that causes that reaction. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.